throughout our entire history, concepts of economic resiliency or power have been tied to national security. And so as more and more automation occurs, the threat to our national security increases. We've always been concerned about sabotage or various criminal, terrorist, or military attacks on our infrastructure. Imagine what would happen if Manhattan's power just went down. It would not take very long for chaos to ensue. Look at what happened during Superstorm Sandy. People started suddenly, after a couple days, thinking they lived in a third world country. Life as they knew it had changed. And we are susceptible to that. In the past, you had to be physically here to damage something. But in today's connected world, there are people who want to do us harm. And that harm in the 21st century doesn't necessarily come via an army or a ship or a tank. It comes through electronic warfare, through cyber warfare. Europe has been experiencing that with ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and elsewhere. It's called asymmetric or hybrid warfare, and it's something that we ought to be talking about in the same sentence that we mention a smart grid or any other type of smart technology.